Greg Lansdowne was employed by many major sporting bodies, including the International Cricket Council, England and Wales Cricket Board, Football Association and English Premier League, among others. Also found time to write three books, one of which, Stuck on You, The Rise and Fall and Rise of Panini Stickers, was made into an ITV documentary, and also has strong connections with West Ham. Greg, welcome to Drive.
Thanks very much for having me on. Yes, that whoever you describe sounds quite impressive.
Oh, is that right? There's nothing. Well, I know I missed a lot because you do so much. I really don't know how you find the time, Greg.
Well, no, I don't know. When with three kids, that should probably be the main thing on my CV these days.
Now, listen, I know we're here to talk about the upcoming Essex Retro Football Show, but I want to find out how you got into sort of football memorabilia and writing books and stuff like that, Greg.
Well, I suppose I got into football memorabilia because I got into football. And I got into football because my dad and brother were both part of West Ham United. When I was growing up, my dad was a coach and my brother was a young player there. So when you've got that in your house, then it's very difficult not to be wrapped up in football. So I was buying Shoot magazine, Roy the Rovers comic, collecting Panini stickers, and to get involved in and to grow my interest in the game. And while some people eventually grow out of them, I'm now reselling them and re-promoting them, and that's what the show is about. All those kind of elements of growing up as a fan and classic football kits, and that's what we all remember when we were young. We remember the first shirts that we wore, and as I say, the magazines and the comics that we read, and the rare bits of television snippets that we got to watch in those days, comparing now.
Yeah, well, only the three channels, because your dad was with the club for about 25 years, and your brother actually played in the late 70s as well.
He was there, late 70s until early 80s. So his best moment was scoring a hat trick in a League Cup game against Southend. Then he moved to Charlton and then had a long career in Sweden. Nice. Including as a TV football pundit after he'd stopped playing. So
and there were you were soaking everything up as a child as well, because you was only about five or six or seven around that time, wasn't you then? So obviously, like, Panini stickers and all that, and being surrounded by all these people as well. So I suppose it was other kids and that as well you was hanging around with, your famous dads and brothers and stuff like that as well.
And you tend to think that's normal, and it's always like that. I mean, for instance, my son had a coaching session today with a local coach, and it just brought back memories of when I used to be coached by my dad, and I probably didn't realise how lucky I was to being coached by someone who's coaching West Ham players at the same time. So learning from him, whereas most people don't get the benefit of that.
Yeah. Well, not realise it, he's just your dad at the end of the day. Yeah. When you're that age, five, six, or seven, or whatever, you know, you don't think of things like that. You know, as you say, it's the norm, right? So, right, okay, so look, I could talk to you forever about that in the John Lowe era, but I won't do that. that'd be off air. But I want to go on to about Panini. It was founded 60 years ago, kept many a kid and adult happy, including myself. I know how obsessive it can be. It's just like the excitement, just holding the packet and just then tearing it really carefully. And I can remember stills like holding these little tiny packets, open and tearing them really carefully, thinking, I want to get this set. This is the one. This is Phil Parks. You know, it's one of those ones, right? It's that kind of feeling. And you don't lose that, do you? And you never did.
Well, I had a down period, because it's only, I would say, probably since the mid-2000s where adults have really properly got into it. So once I became an adult and went to university in the early to mid-90s, at that time it wasn't something that university students did. Mm. Now, loads of them do it. It's a bit of a cult thing for them to do.
Sure.
But had I been collecting then, I think I would have been laughed out of university. I took an intro. I still looked at what was out there, but I stopped collecting. Then in about 2012, I at my parents, I found all my old Panini sticker albums. And I thought, oh, wouldn't it be nice to try to finish some of them? Because I never finished one. Every year I started, but never, like Magnus Magnusson, but I never finished. So I thought, well, I'm a bit older now, I've got a bit of money, why don't I look online?
Yeah.
And then I looked online and actually saw how much some of these stickers cost now. So I have finished some of them,
yeah,
but a lot of them will never be finished because there are some stickers that I've not got that I'd have to pay £100 for, if not more, just for that one sticker. And I need 100 potentially in that album. So, yeah, even from 2012, the popularity of football cards and stickers has gone up massively. I know, obviously, we're talking about my show, but there's actually a trading card and football stickers show in the Brentwood Centre in November, which I'll be taking a table at.
Right.
So that's just about cards and stickers,
whereas
mine is as football cards and stickers and all the other football memorabilia. But it just shows how big an industry cards and stickers are now.
That's right. Well, they've just actually released a new sticker box. I've actually got a note down here because I'm terrible with dates. It was the 1986 to 1993 Volume 2. Now, that was my era of football. I think that was one of the best eras of football as well. And that's really taken off. People are just like, it's all over the internet at the moment. Everybody wants this sticker book. Have you got the original one?
Well, I've got the originals, but the pages are loose and there's tears and bends. So the 86 to 93 one is out in October, and I've done the introduction for that one.
Mm.
And the 78 to 85 one was out last year.
Oh.
So that one is has gone down very well. And so it was inevitable that the 86 to 93, and as you say, for West Ham fans, for example, the Football 86 has the squad.
Boys of 86.
With the 85-86 one in.
I've got a T-shirt with the Boys of 86, but again, I won't make it too West Ham-centric, because going back to your event, it's taking place in Loughton, isn't it, as well, on the 10th of September. Now, you've got loads of things going on, haven't you? It's not just West Ham-centric.
No,
you've got Spurs. You tell us, rather than me.
Yeah, it's not just West Ham, but it's not just West Ham, but there is plenty of West Ham.
Yes.
So, for example, I've got, there's a gentleman called Tim Crane will be there, who's written a number of books about West Ham, about Bobby Moore, John Lyle, Billy Bonds. So he'll be selling his books and his various other items. There is someone there dedicated specifically to Tottenham.
Mm.
The Gooner fanzine, which is an Arsenal fanzine, the editor of that will be there.
Oh, right, that's really interesting.
A company called Stanchion Books, which sells pretty much any sports book, any football book you can think of. And I think in this day and age, that's important, because if you walk into most independent bookshops these days, very few of them have sports books in there.
No, you're right.
Even W.H. Smith, you try and look, there's no such thing as a sports
and
book
other
section
book
anymore.
Stores, they're all the
Waterstones is about the only one.
Yeah.
So someone like Stanchion Books is a bit of a lifesaver for people like me who write books, because other than Amazon, it's very difficult to get them. So you got them, you've got specialist shirt dealers, you've got the cards and stickers, there's people there who specialise in those, badges, football programmes, they've been massive for years. And they're
got
not
a Subutio guy there as well,
Subutio,
right?
Yeah, he actually does Subutio and vinyl, but I think he'll just be focusing on the Subutio for this one.
I'll have to meet
him. That's his, Subutio and vinyl is his Instagram. There's anything retro football you can think of, there will be newspapers, old newspapers, photos,
stickers. As you say, so it's basically all memorabilia, really. It's a bit of everything for everyone. And
as I say, I would be surprised if there is a team that won't be covered. If you go and ask a dealer if you've got such and such club, they will say, yes, we've got this and this and this and this. So.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's go more about, we'll have a chat more about the Essex Retro Football Show that's taking place in Loughton in a minute, but I asked you if you got a request. I'm going to play that out first. What was it?
Well, as well as writing about football, I have actually written a book about this band.
I didn't know that.
So they were 1985, the first 7-inch single I ever bought was Take On Me, and ever since then A-ha have been my favourite band. And that was from the album Hunting High and Low, and the title track is my favourite song of A-ha.
Dear, And within the reach of my hand, she's out.
Right, we're back here on Phoenix FM Drive with me, Joe Bailey, and Essex Retro Football Show organiser Greg Lansdowne. Greg, how you doing still? You all right?
Well, yeah, better after the Aha song.
Aha song, yeah, that is a beautiful song. That one. I've not played that one because you always normally play sort of take. Well, I do Take on Me, I guess.
Well,
that, right?
Yeah, that's what gets my goat a bit, because it then feels like that was the only song that Aha ever did, and they're still going now, and it very much wasn't the only song they ever did.
Again, we can go off and talk about Aha in a second, but we'll do that off air. So, listen, Greg, about the show again. So, it's at the Loughton Club, is that right? In Loughton,
that's right, yeah.
And it's on Sunday the 10th of September between 11 and 3 p.m. So if they're just thinking, oh, actually the panini stickers, I could actually just have a look around, see what, that's fine to just go along and have a look, right?
Yeah. Admission's free, and I think lots of football fans have got niches in terms of what they're interested in. So not everyone's interested in stickers and cards, yeah. But if you're not, then that's not going to stop you going there, because you might be interested in programmes, you might be interested in shirts, you might be interested in old photos, old newspapers, all sorts of stuff. As I say, I don't think... If you followed football in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, I defy you to go to that show and not be immersed in nostalgia and bring back great memories for you, whatever club you supported.
Yeah, just take your kids along as well, can't you?
Well, we are actually having Panini giveaways with latest products. So, yeah. And that is what get the kids into it. So, yeah, there is something for the kids. And even in terms, and I know it's called the Retro Football Show, but there will be a lot of new stuff there as
that's
well.
Really
so
good.
Some of the latest women's football stuff as well. So all sorts of stuff.
If anybody's got Dania's Brynjar's Dottir from the Euros, I'm looking for that one to complete my Icelandic set. But there you go.
It will probably be there.
It'll be there. So I'm going to have to come along then, all right, Greg. Yeah. And it's at Station Road in Loughton, the 10th of September. And it's 11 till 3 p.m. Is that right, Greg?
Yeah. Some of the events I've been to are slightly less, but I think because it's the first one and people, especially on a Sunday, some people play football their kids play football
totally.
On a Sunday. So I thought, well, we'll extend it a bit later. So if you've got a kid playing at 10:30, 11, then you can get over after that. So
it makes sense. It's the first one you've organised as well, isn't it, Greg?
Yes, and having attended many events and taken tables myself or just walking around, hopefully I've learnt from that. And it will be a good show, because it has to be a good show for the dealers as well, because if it's not, then they're not going to want to come the next event and the next event. So we need to make it a good event for everyone who's there.
Mm. And like you say, anybody that watched football, was even into football, didn't mean you have to go to the match. I didn't have a season ticket at Upton Park. I've got one now, but you know, always been interesting. Again, you know, I've got the boys of 86 thing. I would just say to them, just go along and have a look. And it's only 5 minutes as well from the Loughton station as well, right? And it's free to get in.
Exactly, yeah. Not everything there will be free.
No.
Some of these events do charge. But I thought, no, the most important thing is that as many people come in, and once you're inside, because I think some people look at these signs sometimes and they say, oh, am I going to go in? Am I not going to go in? But I think as it's free, people put their head in, they say, oh, actually this is something for me, so I'll spend 5 minutes in there, and then an hour later they're still there. And there is because it's a social club, there is a bar for people as well. If once they've had a look around the tables, they can pop in. And
you should have started with that, to be fair.
For retro football fans, I probably should
happy
have done
days
it.
Yeah. And it's only 5 minutes walk again from the station, so yeah, and it's free entry. The merchandise isn't free, obviously, but it's free entry. Greg, where can we find you online?
Well, various places. Well, we've got, there's an Essex Retro Football Show Facebook page. So just type that in, you'll get there. At Greg Lansdowne is my Instagram, and I'll be promoting it there. Panini_book is my Twitter, or we call it X, I think, now, don't we, rather than Twitter.
Yeah,
so
I'm not kidding.
It's my X feed.
Brilliant. Listen, Greg, thanks so much. I had to rein myself in for the first time ever, really, on an interview, because I could have spoken to you for hours regarding West Ham and all the other things that we need to talk about. But, Greg, please do come back again. I know that's going to be a huge success. I am going to be checking my diary to make sure there's not a match on, and I'll be along.
It is the international break that weekend.
Oh, so, happy day. Yeah. Well done. Yeah. All right, listen, Greg, again, thanks so much for coming along, and come back and visit us again soon.
Thank you.